stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, after that open road, RJ has made a beeline out of the studio, folks, for the airport as he's off to Texas and the circuit of the Americas track near Austin. And as we reset for this e-block, America's 19th state has our attention because it's time for the latest destination spotlight that's sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
An alarm that blares after an intruder trips a sensor isn't great security, and that's the problem with most security systems out there. But simplysafe.com/carry is different and is designed to be proactive and not reactive.
Their smart AI-powered cameras identify threats before they can cause harm, interacting with criminals in real time, all while dispatching police, fire, or medical services. There are no long-term contracts, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go check out simplysafe.com/carry today. You're going to save 50%, or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
Now let's talk Indiana, a state that joined the union back in 1816. Holding for us is Amy Howell, interim CEO of Visit Indiana.
Hello, Amy. As we all talk Indiana now, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great having you aboard with us this morning. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, Mary and I were broadcasting this show live from up in Alert Bay as part of our big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. We met a very nice couple from Indiana who came to watch the show. And when we shared that Indiana was next up on our destination spotlight list, they shared just a tremendous amount about your state with us, an array of things for us to discuss with you. So I'm going to throw out a few of them to you. You can go in any direction you want. Certainly, we all know Indianapolis is your capital city. We've enjoyed past visits there. The Indianapolis 500, clearly synonymous with the state. It brings in many travelers, adds a big exclamation point to your economy. But what folks may not know is the state is known as the crossroads of America for its central location in the U.S. So expand on these as you wish, Amy.
Sure. I mean, the crossroads of America, you know, it's basically, you know, a day, 2 days driving distance between anywhere in the lower 48. So, you know, we like to tell everybody jump in their car and get here. We also have larger hubs around us that you can get to our state via Chicago, Louisville. But our capital city, Indianapolis, has really been thriving with, you know, excellent James Beard-nominated chefs. Of course, you mentioned the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indy 500. That is our global event, and I would say it's a must-see for any motorsports fans or sports fans in general. But, you know, there's more to Indianapolis than that. You know, we have the world's largest children's museum. We have the only American West Indigenous Peoples Museum called the Idle George Museum in downtown Indianapolis. So, or if you're a pro football fan, the Colts are here. Of course, you know, the Pacers and the Fever were taken off as well for the Indianapolis area.
So, Amy, let's move to a different area of the state. And I really want to have you touch on Indiana Dunes National Park, part of Lake Michigan. It looks beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful. And so that became the 61st national park. So Indiana Dunes along Lake Michigan, at the south shore of Lake Michigan. It's got everything from hiking, birding, beach going, you name it. It also connects to the Indiana Dunes State Park as well. So it's like 1,500 miles of shoreline, you know, along the top of our state. You can climb the actual sand dunes, which I will say harder than you think. So be prepared for that. But plenty of great communities along there. Ideal for the outdoor adventurer.
So you just mentioned the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, and we've actually showcased that on the program in the past as part of our museum gallery series. We've also talked about the town of Santa Claus, Indiana, and soon, you know, the kids are going to be sending letters from around the country, around the world there to get their postmark. But besides the Hoosier State being known for basketball, you're also the RV industry capital of the world, with all the manufacturing that occurs there, the majority of it in Elkhart. But that's a major industry for the state, your workers and travelers, isn't it, Amy?
Absolutely. We know a lot of people like to hop in their cars, and some actually like to hop in their RVs. And yes, Elkhart, Indiana is the RV capital of the world, with neighboring Shipshawana nearby. They both kind of share that distinguished honor. But you know, it does bring in a lot of jobs, but it also, you know, reflects on our outdoor nature. I think people would be surprised of how many outdoor things we have to do, you know, camping, RVing, and we also are RV-friendly parking. So if you go to places like Santa Claus or the Children's Museum. There's place to park your RV, so you can have the best of both worlds, urban and suburban and rural at the same time.
Yeah, and I also think of Brown County State Park, which is a beautiful park for hiking and fishing and all kinds
of
outdoor activities.
As you
mentioned, Amy, a big outdoor state. So last question for today. With America turning 250, what's a reason that you say travelers should come celebrate our nation's birthday in Indiana?
I would say, why not? if you're into the America 250 activities, you know, we have several events, activities, education, along with, you know, other places celebrating 250. I think it just depends on, you know, if you want to know more of the Hoosier side of it, that's what we call people who live in Indiana, Hoosiers. If you want to know that side of it, I would say that would be a perfect opportunity to engage.
Well, there you go. And again, it is the crossroads of America, so come celebrate America's 250.
Go see Indiana.
A website, folks, for you to find more information is just visitindiana.com, visitindiana.com. Amy, very nice having you a part of today's national broadcast. Have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you for reaching out and having me a part of the show.
Well, our best to you.
Take care, Amy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Mary, well, the Hoosier State is where we're going to wrap hour one today. We've got another 60 minutes of the show to go, about 7 minutes away. The Preferred Travel Panel will have us talking travel advisors and travel and a whole lot more. You don't want to miss that. That's coming up. Rudy's going to riff. We'll see what he wants to talk about. And Mary and I are going to answer some listener emails from the pile that's in the front of us here on the broadcast desk. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or interact with us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.